This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. Our guest is Terry Lynn Beckman, the OR supervisor at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital. Tell us about your job.
I am a registered nurse, and I am the OR supervisor, and I actually watch the day-to-day operations of the surgery department at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital. So I actually oversee, we do have nurse anesthetists that run the anesthesia department that runs under the direction with my help, but they are in charge of those surgeries that require sedation, and they actually put the patients to sleep. They're the ones with the certifications and all the qualifications. CRNAs, we like to call them. We actually have a brand new group there that we've hired that actually offer a lot of different kinds of anesthesia. We offer general anesthesia. We actually do what is monitored anesthesia care for all of our colonoscopies, upper scopes, some kinds of lesions that we take off, minor surgeries. But then we have our big surgeries, like your general surgeries that we're actually going to put them under for. We also offer blocks, which is a new type of procedures that we're doing nowadays, which is a great thing that we can offer our patients because it helps with pain control before surgery and after surgery. It holds them without having to give them a lot of narcotics.
Let's talk in a bit more detail about the different kinds of anesthesia.
Different kinds of anesthesia. One of them would be that we give general anesthesia, which means that they're going to put you under for a bigger surgery, like a lap chole, like when you have your gallbladder taken out, or you're having a hernia surgery, or you have hemorrhoidectomies, or those types of big surgeries. We're going to put you under for those. And then there's the minor surgeries where we're just going to put something through your IV, and you're only going to be under for just a, what we call a twilight sleep. You're just going to go under for a little bit, and you're going to come back out. Those are things like colonoscopies, upper scopes. Maybe you're just going to have a lesion taken off of your skin.
And then blocks that are new to the hospital.
So far, we're doing blocks only with hernia surgeries and with appendectomies. Before the surgery, the nurse anesthetist will meet with the patient and discuss a plan of care. And then they actually insert a needle into the abdomen, and it goes into the abdomen's deeper layers, and it provides medication into those deeper layers, and it provides a pain control that will last over 10 hours of pain control that'll help them with those post-operative pain. We've never been able to do that at our level here in Helen Newberry Joy Hospital until we hired this new group. So this is a great benefit for our patients when it comes to pain control.
What about eye procedures?
Eye procedures are done with very minimal sedation. Usually we just put a little needle in your hand. You're not hooked up to any fluids, and we just give a very minimal amount of pain control through that little IV. We call it a little bit of Versed. It helps relax you, and then after the eye surgery is done, you get to go home within about 30 minutes. So cataract surgery is very quick and easy. It's not very invasive for the patient. Our surgeon, Dr. Currier, is awesome.
And Helen Newberry Joy is now offering a new eye procedure.
We are going to start doing blepharoplasties, where the eyelids sometimes droop over the eyes. And this is more of a plastic surgery procedure that Dr. Currier is going to start doing locally at our hospital. So we will start trying to do that in February. He actually does YAG lasers. He's able to correct vision with lasers. He also does the cataracts. So there's all different types of YAG lasers that he does. He's able to take the lasers and actually correct visions. It's actually incredible how much he can improve people's eyesight with just a few minutes.
That's impressive. We're able to benefit from these new procedures locally. What's the next step for patients who are interested?
Dr. Currier actually flies in every other Friday to our facility with a team of professionals. You can find his information on our website, hnjh.org. Call his office. His team of professionals are excellent to contact them, and they can give you more information.
Thank you, Terry Lynn Beckman, the OR supervisor at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital.